WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
In hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning on Earth Day. And if you would like to, you know, if you're not sure how to help observe Earth Day and have your own cleanup, if you would like to take part in a scheduled cleanup, well, the Dartmouth National Resources Trust has your back, because starting today at 10 a.m., they're going to be hosting an Earth Day cleanup at the Knowles Paydenarum Reserve. So you can find out more details on that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. If you would like to get out there and help out, just trying to take a look at the forecast here to tell you what the weather is going to be like. Let me open up my WBSM app. Let me make sure my sound is down so you don't get the feedback here. But let's take a look at the weather. So it looks like around that time, 10 a.m., we're looking at cloudy skies and 57 degrees, only a 3% chance of rain in the 10 a.m. hour. And in fact, we're looking at less than a 5% chance of rain the rest of the day. So even though it's going to be cloudy, it's going to be warm. It's going to be in the high 50s to low 60s throughout the course of the day, with cloudy skies, so you're not going to get a sunburn. So it sounds like the perfect time to get out there and do a little Earth Day cleanup, if you have the time and the availability. One of the other things about Earth Day, I don't know if you went through, some of you probably went to school before Earth Day was observed. I mean, it's a relatively new phenomenon. I'm looking at something here that just says 1970 was the first Earth Day. So it's a relatively new phenomenon. This will be the 55th Earth Day. And so you might not have observed it while you were in school, but we did every year. There was some sort of cleanup or some sort of project that we would do. And I remember, I know at Wareham High School, there was an estuary behind the school, and a lot of times, like, the science classes would go back there for Earth Day and try to clean up some of the trash that might have gathered up in there. But I don't remember ever, you know, having it be more than just a one-day lesson. And I think that that's part of the problem, is that we focus on keeping the earth clean and viable one day a year, but that, I think we kind of lose the plot the rest of the year. And if you only need to look at some of the trash that's around, if you read some of the comments on social media, or if you know, if you're in town Facebook groups, they'll talk about where there's these areas of trash that just never seem to get cleaned. Things where people just go and dump mattresses and furniture. And, you know, it seems like every community has that place. For the longest time in Wareham, there was a lot of complaints about Glen Charlie Road. And I lived on Glen Charlie Road, or off Glen Charlie Road. And there was a lot of conversation about the amount of trash that would be there. And really, it was coming from people that lived in one particular neighborhood. And I know that sounds like you're picking on them, but you can kind of trace the line of trash. And so folks would get up and get together on a weekend and go out there and clean up the road and clean up the trash on the side of the road. And then they would put signs up reminding people not to litter. And people would intentionally throw stuff out of the car to hit the sign. I know, I saw it. I used to walk to the 7-Eleven and I saw people throwing stuff out of the car on purpose. I thought we were better than that. I thought we were better than when you're done with your McDonald's trash in your car, you would just open the window and throw it out the window. I thought we were better than that. I mean, I'm forever going to complain about cigarette butts getting tossed out of windows. I think it's the most disgusting and obnoxious thing. But this is somebody, you know, throwing out a giant sack with an empty quarter pounder box in it. I don't know what else was in it. I don't know what was in it. I'm just guessing. But just the ignorance. And so you would think that we would have a better handle on that kind of thing after 55 years of Earth Day. But I guess not. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm okay, battling. Well, not battling. I have some kind of head cold. So I've been doing pretty good with it. I'm metza. So I'm sad because I can't get out there and clean because I'm sick. Don't they have a second Earth Day when we do the beaches or the ocean, raking the sand and stuff?
No, Earth Day is always in April, but I know that they have other, like, cleanup days.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm thinking the wrong thing. You're right. That's local. This is national mm-hmm. on the calendar. I'm sorry. I get it. Yeah, nope. Can't do that. But you know something? I'm just curious. Have you seen any nips around? I just started seeing nips. Hail in the air, even in a Walmart parking lot in Dartmouth, that cinnamon something or other, Dr. something, I don't know, that company must make so much money, Tim, because I've been seeing them almost everywhere, especially in the Dartmouth area. Haven't seen much of anything in New Bedford. Have you?
I can't think if I have seen any or not. I mean, nothing that stands out in my mind. We used to see them a lot in the parking lot here because we have a liquor store in the parking lot and people would buy them and they'd probably blow around the parking lot, but I haven't seen any around since Fairhaven put an end to them.
Yeah. Well, I know we kept them, which is fine. Plymouth makes a lot of money off of them. The whole town wanted that to stay. But just of late, I started seeing them, and it made me think about, you know, the Earth Day and recycling and stuff like that. And the one thing that bothers me is where I live, they're throwing trash into the recycling bin. But at the same time, I see this, and I know you tried to explain this to me last year, but I don't know if you're right. That truck that come. Oh, I'm almost going to cough. excuse me, I'm so sorry. So the recycling truck that comes is it takes the real trash and the recycling trash and puts it in the same thing. And you tried to explain to me that recycling goes into a certain thing and they smush it and then the regular trash goes in the regular trash inside the truck.
Supposedly, I don't know. I haven't seen it myself firsthand, but
yeah. Well, one day I got to get out there and meet him or her. It was a female before, I don't know.
From my understanding, there's still a processing that happens with the recycling where they go through it to make, because people are always going to put trash in there anyway. So there's still a processing that goes through before they sell that off, where they pick out the recyclables and then they send the trash to where the trash goes.
Yeah, because in Rochester, from what I understand and things that I have seen is, it's worse in the mornings. It gets better as the day goes on. But, I've seen that they do go through to make sure it's all recycling and that, you know, for people who do throw their trash in the recycling bin, it isn't there. We got some new people that moved in anyways, and I contacted this one number, and they sent me a bunch of flyers. So I'm going to put them, when I get better, I'm going to go, you know, and put them in front of everybody's door. Just leave it there so that they all remember, and the new ones that moved in, which not a lot. I think it's like 3 new people out of all the buildings. But yeah, so that's all I have for that. And the one thing I wanted to say, I can't go to that. I got a chance to talk last night and ask without cable and without a computer that channel 16, is there a way, Tim, because I'm thinking you're smart. Is there a way I can is there an app for that I can download and watch it live?
No, I think I think you can watch it on the website on your phone, but I don't think there's an app for it, no.
Okay, so what would the name of the website actually be?
It'd be the New Bedford Public Access website. I don't know the exact URL, but it's the New Bedford Public Access site. And then when you click on it, it'll say, you know, government access, educational access, and so then you can pick each one, and then it should play on your phone. It shouldn't be any kind of file that wouldn't play on your phone.
Right, an obstacle for that, right. Yeah, because they didn't seem to know about. And I have to agree with what you said, that Brian is, he packs a lot in that 1 hour. I tried to let him know that it's really enjoyable. It's amazing how much you can learn within that 1 hour. And he manages to always book a guest, or he keeps it really informative. So I liked when you acknowledged that as well this morning.
Right.
So I'm going to get off the phone because I sound horrible.
No, you take care of that cough.
Yep, I will. And you guys have a great day.
All right, you as well. And my mom would tell you, swallow a spoonful of Vicks VapoRub. Roll it in sugar and swallow a spoonful of Vicks VapoRub. I'm telling you, don't do that because you're not supposed to consume it. But she swears by it. She said when she was a kid, her mom made them do it and they wouldn't get a cold for years. So I've never tried it, and I don't think I'm going to. And that's not me giving medical advice, by the way. That's me just perpetuating old wives' tales. 508-996-0500. Yeah, I don't think that I've seen a lot of nips around, but then again, you know, I'm not really looking at the trash that's around. The only trash that I really see is if somebody, you know, dumps something in the parking lot here. They do a good job of keeping it clean, but you know, they're not here every day, every minute of every day. And unfortunately, we have people that'll just open up their door and dump out the stuff that's in their car and drive away. That happened yesterday when the gentleman was here cleaning up the parking lot. I was walking back. I'd walked over to Stop and Shop. And as I was coming back, I saw in the middle of the parking lot, it was like an office trash barrel, like a small blue trash barrel that had a bag in it that was full of trash, and somebody had ridden over the trash barrel and flattened it, and the trash had gone all over the parking lot. Like, what is wrong with people? What is wrong with people that you would just leave your office trash barrel outside? I don't even get how that happens. That had to have been in somebody's car. And they said, you know what, I'm just going to leave it here. And you know what else we get a lot of here in the parking lot? And you probably get it wherever you frequent as well. Is the worst thing of all. The Dunkin' cups with like half a coffee left in them. There used to be a Twitter account, or no, an Instagram account, Half Drunk Dunks, where people would take photos of where people had left half drunk coffees, usually iced coffees. And you get the people that are like, oh, once the ice melts, I can't drink it anymore. All right, well, then don't leave it in the parking lot. We have these trees in our parking lot here, and there's little islands around the trees. And especially like on a summer day, you walk out there, you'll find like 2 Dunks cups in every one of these little islands. Like, people just take it out of their car. I'm just going to leave this right here. What is wrong with you people? Do better, especially here on Earth Day. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back in. So we're going to be going to the news in a moment, but listener Jesse made a suggestion because I brought up old wives' tales, talking about how my mom said she used to eat a spoonful of Vicks. Don't do that. It's not good. It says do not ingest right on it. And I don't know, maybe that's what happened to me, like second generation effects of eating Vicks. I don't know. But Jesse came up with the idea. She wants to hear some of your old wives' tales. And I think this could be really fun and could go off the rails, but let's hear some of your old wives' tales. 508-996-0500, or you can send them via app chat or open line voicemail on the WBSM app. But I'm going to tell you, I said I walk over to Stop and Shop quite a bit, a couple times a week. And when I'm walking over to Stop and Shop, there's, I guess superstitions and old wives' tales are kind of tied together. This is more a superstition than it is an old wives' tale. But as I'm walking, there's these lines that go across the walkway, and I don't step on the lines. Now, I don't think I'm going to break my mom's back if I do, but I just don't step on the lines. I step over them, and it might mean I have to make a little weird stutter step from time to time because some of the lines are close together, but I don't step on them. I know it's weird. Do the same thing when I'm walking on the sidewalk in front of our building here. Can't help it. But I think some of the old wives' tales that stand out in my mind, and I talked about this once before, and I got phone calls from people that said, no, that's true. My mom always would never let us take a shower or use a phone if there was a thunderstorm going on. We were not allowed to take a shower or use the corded telephone, I guess even the cordless, but you weren't allowed to use the phone or take a shower if there was a thunderstorm going on. So that's my contribution to this conversation. And I'll take yours at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Right now, though, it's time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
President Trump expected to attend the Pope's funeral. Those leftover Easter eggs could make you sick. And Conclave comes to Prime Video today.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The White House is denying a report that it's looking to replace Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. A White House X account posted, "Wrong, fake news," in response to an NPR story that said the White House was in the process of looking for a new leader at the Pentagon. Hegseth has come under fire after reports that he shared detailed military information on two different chats on the app Signal. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt called the report total fake news. Hegseth has not directly refuted new reports that he shared military plans in the Signal chat with members of his family. Police in Los Angeles say a bike-riding suspect allegedly cut down trees in downtown L.A.
LAPD officer Norma Eisenman says surveillance video shows the suspect wearing all dark clothing, riding up to a tree along Grand Avenue and cutting it down with a chainsaw. She says the suspect then went down the line, sawing down trees as they went, describing it as an act of vandalism. At least 5 trees have been toppled. Mayor Karen Bass calls it beyond comprehensible and that the shade trees will be replaced. I'm Jim Roop.
Air taxis are in the works at United Airlines. Archer Aviation says that they are partnering with United Airlines to develop an air taxi network in the New York City area. Passengers will be taken from Manhattan to nearby airports, piloted midnight electric air taxis that can carry up to 4 passengers. The service will eventually be able to book as an add-on to a regular airline ticket or through the Archer app. Well, Easter was on Sunday, and those colorful eggs might need to be thrown out. Bree Tennis tells us why.
You might have spent hours with the kids hard-boiling eggs, then dyeing them for Easter celebrations, but that's where the fun might have to stop. According to statefoodsafety.com, to avoid food poisoning, eggs used in the Easter egg hunt or left on the counter for more than 2 hours need to be thrown out. But eggs dyed and refrigerated immediately are good for about a week.
President Trump will attend the funeral of Pope Francis.
The president made the announcement on Truth Social Monday. The College of Cardinals will meet Tuesday to discuss funeral plans. Trump said he and the First Lady are looking forward to being there. The Vatican said on Monday the 88-year-old pontiff died from a stroke. I'm Brian Shook.
Sweden's hit reality show is live and offers viewers some great nature shots. The Great Moose Migration began airing on Sweden's public TV station. The live stream follows the moose migration on a path that they've taken for thousands of years to summer grazing pastures. The show airs nonstop for 20 days, following the moose with remote cameras and drones as they make their way through the forests and swim through the rivers. Last year's stream drew in 9 million viewers. The Oscar-winning film Conclave will be available for streaming today on Prime Video. The film centers around the death of a pope and the process of electing a new one. It comes as Pope Francis died from a stroke yesterday. Conclave won Best Adapted Screenplay at the Academy Awards and was nominated in 8 different categories, including Best Picture.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox beat the White Sox yesterday afternoon, 4-2. Seattle comes to town tonight at 6:45. Celtics and Magic, game 2 tomorrow night at the Garden. And the NFL draft is coming up on Thursday. Patriots have the 4th overall pick.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good Tuesday morning, starting out with temperatures in the mid and upper 40s, couple spots clinging to the low 50s, but it's also kind of just a dreary start of the day. A few showers around here on the South Coast, and we're looking at the clouds for a little while longer as well. But as we get to the end of the morning, the clouds are starting to move out, the rain is gone, and we make way for sunshine in the afternoon. Not only that, but temperature is going to get a nice boost as well. Along the coast, we're looking at the upper 50s and low to mid 60s for your highs, but if you go just a little bit inland, you're going to see those temperatures get nice and toasty. We're looking at the upper 60s and low 70s. Even spots in far northern Bristol County could see the mid 70s today. So get outside and enjoy this spring-like warmth. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Advise whipping things, and, you know, unless they ask you to. But one thing that you should whip. Now, if the cream sits out too long, don't whip it. Throw it away. It's not safe. But one thing you should whip. If you make hollandaise sauce, a lot of people like to make a batch of hollandaise sauce and then like put it in the fridge and then bring it back out and, you know, reheat it to put over some eggs or whatever. This also works for Bernays sauce as well, which is similar in consistency. But if you get that problem where it breaks up and it kind of like, it's broken. That's the only way I can really put it. It's broken. It looks broken when you put it over the eggs or steak or whatever you're putting it on. Add a little bit of cold milk, just a couple drops of cold milk, and whisk that around. It's like having a whole new batch of sauce. When I worked in kitchens, I gave serious consideration to if I was going to actually study, like, cooking and try to become an actual, like, chef and make real money in it, which I hated every minute of cooking, so I didn't want to do. But if I was going to, I was going to be a saucier. I liked making sauces. That part I enjoyed. Everything else, meh. No thanks. But anyway, I played that because, you know, it says step on a crack, break your mama's back. That's probably more a superstition. Is that an old wives' tale or superstition? I guess they're kind of one and the same in some cases. But Jesse asked for me to put it out there to the audience. What are some old wives' tales that you know, maybe that you believed in? So I said, well, let me Google some of the most popular ones. And so I looked up Good Housekeeping has an article on some of the more popular ones that have been debunked. So swimming after eating will give you debilitating cramps. And I can't tell you how many times I had to wait after eating to go into a pool or into a pond. And it turns out it was unnecessary. You're not going to get cramps. And think about it. Physiologically speaking, how does that happen? Why would that happen? There used to be an old Gallagher joke. If a duck eats and then goes in the water, does he get cramps? But there's no reason to think that you would. The body does send extra blood, according to Good Housekeeping here. It does send extra blood to aid in digestion when you've eaten, but it's not enough that's going to keep your arms and legs from working while you're in the water. This reminds me of a post I put up the other day where I said, you know, what are some other debunked things that RFK Jr. still believes? And some of these might fall under that same, and people put some of these same ones in there. Chewing gum stays in your stomach for 7 years. Did we really believe that? Did we really believe that gum stays in our stomach for 7 years? I never believed that. I don't even know that I ever heard that. Maybe I did, because I was always told not to swallow my gum, to spit it out. But I swallowed it anyway. Because if you spit it out somewhere, that could get others, you know what I mean? Like, what if you spit it in the trash, and then you have to go in the trash to get something out of there, and you end up with gum all over everything? I would just swallow it. It passes through your system more or less intact and comes out on the other end. Still doesn't mean that you should swallow it, but accidentally doing so now and then won't hurt. I'm here to tell you, you can swallow it and you'll be fine. And also, human urine heals jellyfish stings. So if you or your loved ones get stung by a jellyfish, don't use this mythical healing technique. Peeing on a jellyfish sting won't make it feel better. Instead, remove the stinger with a fine tip tweezers and soak the affected area in hot water, or take a shower for 20 to 45 minutes. And also, peeing on someone does not prevent them from getting stung by a jellyfish, no matter what that guy at the beach told me that time. And I never should have let him do it, because it didn't work. Coffee stunts your growth. Coffee won't stunt my growth, but talking to me before I've had it will stunt yours. Plucking gray hairs will make two more grow in. We're getting some phone calls here, so maybe I should hold off on these to see what all of you have to say. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Pookie Tim, how are you doing this
morning? Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I just want to ask you, I don't know if it's because I'm waking up or whatever, your bumper music sounds so clear. Do you have a certain system that you play these things on? Everything seems to be so distinct, or is it just me waking up in the morning?
No, but what I do is when I'm using the same computer that everybody else does, but when I'm looking for something, I always will type in like HD to see if they have like the highest quality version of it.
Oh, okay. I guess that answers it. I guess it's not just me waking up and being half asleep and half awake and stuff like that.
That's my only guess, because I'm super picky about sound, so I want to hear like the best quality version if I'm going to have it in my headphones.
Well, you certainly have it, I guess. I guess it's not just me waking up listening to your radio bumper music, that's all. But it's very clear. It's unbelievable. All right, then. I just wanted to, ask you that question.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
And let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay, fine. A couple of things. Wise tales. Where in my youth, my mother used, if I had a real bad headache on my sister, what she would do was take out the vinegar, soak a face cloth, when we went to bed, put the face cloth on your forehead, and you'd be in slumberland and no more headache.
Wow.
And it seemed to work all the time. So finally, when I got older, I said, "Hey, Ma, where'd you get this idea about the vinegar? When you tell people vinegar, oh, that stinks, or that's this, that's that. But I'll tell you, it worked. And all you did the following morning, just get a little bit of soap and warm water and just wash your forehead out. And the smell is gone."
Wow, that's amazing.
The second thing was yesterday, I was on my way to a sports card show in Mansfield. And on 140, oh my God, as soon as you left the Sassaquin area on 140 around there, that bend that you take to go to to get onto 140 from mm-hmm. where like True Cheese is and all that, mm-hmm. you should have seen the litter on the middle island on the side. White bags of stuff all the way up that middle island, the middle medium, shall we say. Oh, I couldn't believe it. How can people be so stupid and not careless? Obviously, that was done on purpose. And just to think to keep our state clean and not show all this, especially for like now that the tourist season is coming and we have the train now coming from Fall River, New Bedford to Boston. And I'm sure more people are going to come now to visit. And disgusting.
So it was bags of what was, so what exactly was it?
White, look like white trash bags. Yeah, it's like the ones you put trash in.
And it was multiple of them?
Oh, geez, yeah, almost all the way. Because obviously something broke into the bag, so you have it all strewn.
Okay, so it's strewn about, because I was going to ask.
All the way up.
I was going to say maybe someone did a cleanup and they were waiting for someone to come pick those bags up. But no, if it was strewn about, that's probably something different.
No, it wasn't like you see those yellow bags on the highway. It wasn't like that. Nice in a row, every so many feet or something, you see another bag, mm-hmm. another yellow bag. To me, that's the state working to clean up the mediums and on the sides of the highway. And even on an exit, around here, even up on Hathaway Road, a couple of those exits that you take to go to Boston, or you're returning to Hathaway Road from the Boston, you know, from 140 and hooking up on Hathaway Road, you see trash a lot of times on those turnabouts or exits, and it's kind of disgusting how people. I mean,
you
can't be that lazy.
I agree.
You have a cup of coffee and, or shall we say, a styrofoam cup of coffee, because you're not going to throw dishes out the window. But I guess some people wouldn't mind. But anyway, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Just put, if you don't have any place to put it, just leave it in your auto or van or whatever you're driving. And when you get to a certain destination, pour the coffee out, because coffee, you know, it just evaporates after a while and you don't know. And then the bugs have something to, you know, hang around with, like sipping coffee.
I mean,
and everything.
I feel you on that, because I was saying when they wanted to do the nip bottle ban, I said, you know, Dunkin' cups, scratch tickets, and cigarette butts are far worse than nips are in terms of litter. But I got to hold you there, because I got some other calls I got to get to before the break.
Okay.
You have a good day. Let me take a quick break, caller. Hang on. We'll get to you, but let me get this break in, and we'll go right back to the phones as soon as we come back, about 2.5 minutes. All right, back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How's it going?
Good. If you stick gum to the bottom of a chair, it stays there for 7 years.
Definitely, I can vouch for that.
You know, talking about littering, if you're on Route 140 heading back to New Bedford, somewhere between the industrial park and the airport road, I can't pinpoint exactly where, if you walk the breakdown lane down the embankment into the woods, people have dropped off of tile. Really, it's wetland. And it must have been some tire company that, you know, sold new tires, the old tires, and that was their way of getting them over the course of years. And it's one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen in nature. You know, it must have to do it late at night, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think you get a lot of that. You get these, you know, coming in the middle of the night kind of thing and getting away with it. Yeah. I used to live in the Seawood section of Wareham, and there were always cars coming down our road late at night that would go down the dirt roads, and they'd be dumping stuff out there in the woods.
Yeah. And it's too bad because we got to find easier ways to dispose of waste. So one of the problems is they made it harder and more expensive, but it's no excuse for dropping it off in the middle of the road, you know, or anywhere for that matter. But it's just bad. That's come down to that. And the landfills are less and less, I guess. And but, you know, people are just they just take it upon themselves that feel like it's okay and not a problem. I've had people actually, I saw a person dropped off a boat not too far from where I have my shop space. And they dropped off a boat, and then they said, well, somebody stole it from them. But if you look at it, no one would have stolen this boat, that's for sure. But, so the couches, everything, wherever you can. And when you get these old abandoned mill areas in New Bedford, like the one they tore down on Clogswell Street, people used to drop stuff off in the middle of the night between the mills over there, as if it was their right, you know. And it's just too bad. People don't have any conscience about that. And I really believe that eventually, I mean, this isn't a wetland where all these tires are. Nothing good is going to come from that as time goes on.
Right.
And I'd like to think somebody else knows about it and somebody else would do something. I mean, something would take place. It's not a super fun site by any stretch of the imagination, but sooner or later, it's going to have some kind of an impact environmentally, especially on wetland. But it's a story for another day. Keep up the good work, Tim.
All right, thank you. Have a good day. And I remember when I worked at the diner, I knew the guys that worked at the transfer station in Marion, and they always would complain because they'd say, you know, I like having a day off. I like having a holiday off or whatever, but I know it's going to be terrible because I'm going to go back to work the next day and people will have dumped a bunch of stuff in front of the gate because they have the day off and they're mad that they go down there and the place is closed. So they rather than come back at a different time, they just leave the stuff out in front of the gate. And, you know, thankfully there's people that work there that will take that and carry it in and throw it away. But just the audacity to just dump it there. But worse is dumping it in the woods, you know, which happens far too often. I got to take a final break here before the end of the hour. We're getting some app chat messages with some old wives' tales, and I will definitely get into some of those, and we'll take your calls at 508-996-0500. But also, we were talking about that salted caramel chicken sandwich, the off-menu sandwich you can order at tailgate that myself and my coworker are kind of creating this off-menu item for you to try out. It was really Kristen's idea. But Dennis says, how about naming that chicken sandwich the Kickin' Chicken? While I like the rhyme scheme, I don't know that works because it's not really kicking. It's not, it doesn't have, that will make people think it's spicy and it's salted caramel. So it's actually more sweet and savory. So I was trying to come up with like something sweet and savory bird or sweet and savory. Like I couldn't really come up with something that worked with that. And then I thought, well, caramel crunch, cause it's fried and it's caramel and you just go try it. Go order it, go try it, and tell me what you think about the name. All right, I got to take this break here. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, that is going to do it for this.